Gucci Mane prepares to hit the studio with Britney Spears. The test results are in. Lil Wayne, you are the father. Flavor Flav opens a fried chicken restaurant. Jennifer Hudson kills Illuminati rumors. 50 Cent lies about shutting down the popular website WorldStarHipHop.com. And Razzby's brother sends naked pics to the wrong chick. Plus, he threatens to stick his finger up Young Jock's ass. Next on the Stylistic Report. Today's Stylistic Report is brought to you by Ethnicity Talent. Go to the ad on my site, BeStylistic.com, and sign up to be in music videos, TV shows, and more right now. Ethnicity Talent, the leading urban modeling agency for 10 years running. Now back to the Stylistic Report. It's Tuesday, bitches, and I'm Miss Stylistic, here to bring you the deets from the streets on the hottest internet radio show, In Tune with T-Mill. You know these celebs always have something crazy going on, and it's January 25th. Are y'all ready to get into it? I know I am. Now, this is a weird-ass combo. Gucci Mane and Britney Spears are preparing to record a new single called Hit. Who knew Britney was a stan of Gucci's, and she can't wait to hit the studio with him to make, history? Child, this damn song Hit better be a hit, or else we're gonna make the two of you a trending topic on Twitter, and you know that's not usually a good thing, okay? It'll be a good look for Gucci, though, since Britney is, like, number one on iTunes in every country of the world, Craig! Be Stylistic will let you know when the singles drop, so stay tuned. Gucci and Britney. Hope she doesn't get an ice cream face tattoo, too. The test results are in, and Lil Wayne, you are the father. Well, at least that's what the streets are saying. Supposedly, Lil Wayne showed up for his court-ordered paternity test last month to determine whether he was the father of an 8-year-old Missouri boy named Dwayne Carter. After him, yeah. And it's being reported that he is the father of this little boy that looked just like him. But the only thing is, Wayne had been desiring a son for years and years, so when his little Asian chick had his firstborn son, he named him Dwayne Carter III because it was after him, his firstborn son. Why not? So what is Wayne going to do? Well, first, I think we need to see if he's even going to welcome his little go-to self into the family, or is he just going to shoot his little uncute baby mama some checks every month and forget this ever happened? I'll keep my ear to the streets and find out what's really good with Lil Wayne. I guess that's what he gets for saying he didn't want any more dark-skinned children. Now he got one. Well, I can't be mad at him. He said he was gonna do it, and he did. Flavor Flav opened up his first restaurant, and it's a fried chicken joint named FFC. That stands for Flav's Fried Chicken. Yeah, he's coming for the Colonel. He really is. And he's coming for the Colonel so hard that he set up shop directly next door to a KFC right in Clinton, Iowa. Iowa? Really, Flav? Are there enough black people there to keep your restaurant open? I saw that deep fried corn on the menu. Boy, white folks don't know about that. They don't know. But I'm sure you'll show them. Good luck to you, and boy, send me a plate. That stuff on the menu looks good. Hello? You can check out Flav's Fried Chicken menu with all the fixings on BeStylistic.com. And let me know if you happen to stop by Iowa to check it out. Ever since Jennifer Hudson suffered from her tragedy years ago, idiot-ass people have been saying that she's part of the Illuminati. Illuminati is some kind of made-up celebrity society, and I'm not even going to get into all that right now. I suggest you Google what it supposedly is, but it's not. Anywho, Jennifer is tired of people making up all these stories about her, so she was on her Ustream the other night and said, "Look, I am a child of God, so y'all better stop trying me like I'm not talented and I work for the devil or something. What is wrong with y'all?" You can check out exactly what Jen said on my site, so stop these stupid rumors about her that y'all been spreading. Okay, because I love me some J-Hud. Work, Miss Weight Watchers, you looking good. This past Monday, the internet went up into a frenzy with WorldStarHipHop.com's website mysteriously disappearing offline. So 50 Cent, took it on himself to make it a publicity stunt all about him and just hopped on Twitter going in on WorldStar, how he shut it down and how they're not a positive site like he is, and how he and Floyd Mayweather are going to start their own site and blah, blah, blah. Just going in for hours. And people started believing him because he was just really owning the fact that he shut down WorldStarHipHop.com. But it was all a lie. Don't y'all know 50 lies so much? He's always trying to take somebody's shine or come up off somebody else's tragedy. Boy, bye. Look, this situation got so out of control on Twitter that the CEO of WorldStar called in the Angie Martinez Hot 97 radio show to tell the real reason why his site wasn't functioning yesterday. All I'm going to say is as soon as this radio show ends, head over to BeStylistic.com and listen to the interview that Angie Martinez had with Q from WorldStar, and then watch the YouTube of 50 and Q from WorldStar's combo when Angie added them in together as a three-way call, but they couldn't play it on the air because it was a lot of swearing and N-words and just a lot of mess. So head over to Be Stylistic and get into it. Last but not least, Razzby's brother Ricky Romance sent some horrible ass penis pictures to the wrong chick, and now they are all over the internet. Plus, he's still mad about getting beat up in Atlanta by Young Jock security, so guess what? He threatened to stick his finger up Young Jock's ass to even the score and to, I guess, make him a man. Blank damn stare. Goodbye. What's wrong with this boy, for real? I don't know what jail Ricky Romance was locked up in for 6 years, but clearly he wants to show another dude all the freaky gay tricks he learned while he was there. Damn, he is always trying to take somebody's manhood the gay way. What's wrong with this fool? Okay, y'all, I am done. But you all know what to do right now. Log on to BeStylistic.com to get into all of these stories, plus more celeb craziness, music, fashion, relationship advice, and more. You be you, but I'm a BeStylistic, because I am Miss Stylistic Boo Boo, and I'm taking over this thing, okay? See y'all on Thursday. The Stylistic Report is provided by In Tune with T-Mill.